are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening? And welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Tuesday, November 27th. And tonight, the Red Hot Knicks. What? The Red Hot Knicks coming to Little Caesars Arena. This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in the Motor City, covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News. Pistons fan and follower my whole life and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks to all for the listen. We do that spiel about who I am because I know there's a lot of first-time listeners out there as the Pistons bandwagon is growing a little bit right now. And we can see that from the new listeners that are coming on board as we check out the analytics of the Locked On Pistons podcast. And we know a lot of that's due to you guys spreading the word about the show, so we really appreciate that. The more people, the more money we get, the more time I can put into this. You know how this works. So today we're going to be looking ahead to the New York Knicks, tonight's opponent coming on to Detroit on a three-game winning streak right now. Those New York Knicks. We're also going to talk about the scoring binges of a couple guys that Michigan fans are very familiar with, Tim Hardaway Jr. and Trey Burke, the former Wolverines who will be going up against their former teammate tonight in Glenn Robinson III of the Detroit Pistons. We're also going to hear from Andre Drummond as he tries to clean up some of the free throw issues that he had on Sunday, maybe nip that in the bud a little bit before it becomes an issue. But just a reminder, by the way, to give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and give us a like on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. But anyway, highest recommendation before we get started to James Edwards III of The Athletic, his weekly column that he does. I know it's a pay site, but you should definitely consider subscribing to The Athletic. This time he sat down with Bruce Brown and broke down some game film of Brown defending James Harden from that Black Friday overtime win at Little Caesars Arena. So check that out. James has got some nice inside access with Bruce this year. And I'll tell you, I pay for The Athletic. I paid for it before I started doing the show. And if you're a fan, that's the kind of stuff you should want to read. So do that for the sports fan in your life this holiday season. And that should be you, by the way. I know they had a Black Friday special. I don't know if that's still going. Probably not. But consider subscribing and support good journalism, especially about your Detroit Pistons. Tonight, those Pistons will play host to the New York Knicks for a 7 o'clock game at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. The Pistons at 10-7 right now. The Knicks at 7-14. Three games out of the Eastern Conference playoff hunt. New coach in David Fizdale, who was coveted by some of you, I know, to be the Detroit Pistons coach in what seems like months ago now. Well, it was months ago, but seems like even longer than that at times. But a guy that I wasn't really super as high on as maybe the national media or some of you guys were. And it's been a typical roller coaster ride in Manhattan, although I guess they don't really have roller coasters in Manhattan. Coney Island might be the closest one. That's a thing, right? I don't know. Do they? I know they have the Ferris wheel in Coney Island, but I think they might have roller coasters too. But anyways, this season for the Knicks has featured a 5-game losing streak. Sound familiar for the Pistons fans on one that one, but also a 6-game losing streak. And the 6-gamer, that one's very recent, and it was followed up by what is now the current 3-game winning streak. So just 4 games ago, this team was in the middle of a 6-game losing streak, pointing fingers around as a young team usually will. And like I said, followed up with a 3-game winning streak. And not just that, but a very impressive 3-game winning streak, especially considering how young this team is. The first one was at Boston the night before Thanksgiving. The second, home for Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans on Black Friday in New York City. And then Sunday with the game at Memphis against the very hot Memphis Grizzlies. Healthy Marc Gasol and healthy Mike Conley. So Fizdale's got this team up and down and right now kind of up. So be interesting to see what kind of shape these guys are in. Sometimes those bad teams don't really sustain those long losing streaks for a long time. You kind of get 3 nice wins and maybe settle down a little bit. So again, as always with a young team, and I know that in the NBA, the first quarter is a little bit overrated. George Blaha always talks about how early leads don't mean that much, but against young teams coming off of a little bit of a high there, maybe this is one of those games where you can toss that out. And if the Pistons can get out to a nice first quarter, that might do well in terms of burying this team. Now, I'll tell you, this is the game on the schedule between the Suns, the Knicks, and the Bulls that concerns me the most if you're a Pistons fan looking for it to rattle off a few wins before things get really tough starting on Saturday when December starts with the Golden State Warriors in town. But still, that's one of the reasons that the Pistons at home, you know, even though that the Pistons are pretty much on the same schedule game-wise as these guys with that Wednesday game, Friday game, and Sunday game, they were traveling all over the Midwest and the East Coast, and the Pistons were sitting at home in the middle of the six-game homestand that they're on, the longest homestand of the season, by the way. And that is one of the reasons why ultimately they are heavy favorites over the New York Knicks. The Pistons are seven-point favorites over the visitors from Gotham, predicted to win by a touchdown by the bookmakers, who, again, they are always right. So maybe if you subscribe to one of our advertisers, and we really appreciate that, keep that in mind as you are tossing around ideas about this game. We'll talk a little bit more about the players on the Knicks after this. It's a somewhat, as always, pretty fascinating roster for David Fizdale and the Knicks. A mix of some pretty good young players, a couple of young players, at least one, certainly, with the potential to be great players. You got the Kevin Durant drama swirling around where there's smoke or there's fire, usually with him and his team with all the connections that they have to the city of New York. And then you got a couple of veterans that you might want to keep an eye on as well, as tip-off nears at 7 o'clock tonight at Little Caesars Arena. But up next, we're going to talk about some of those players a little bit more on the Knicks. But hey, a new sponsor here that I'm really excited to tell you guys about. Action Heat. They make the world's best battery heated clothing. And we know here in Detroit, we need that just to get through the day, especially for someone who's running and exercising outside like I am sometimes, not as often as I should be. But heat on demand at the touch of a button. Control your environment with Action Heat. This Action Heat clothing that I'm really excited to send out as gifts to some of the family members and friends this holiday season, engineered to safely and effectively deliver heat via heating panels similar to a heated car seat. They can reach temperatures of up to 135 degrees and are powered by rechargeable 5-volt lithium-ion batteries that last up to 12 hours on each charge. Action Heat batteries can also be used to recharge your phone or any other gadget while you're wearing them. Can you believe that? Just recharge that phone, all the gadgets, unbelievable. Perfect for any friend or family on your holiday gift list, especially if you have any friends and family who live in Michigan, and I bet you do. Great for anyone who works outdoors, skiers and snowboarders, or anybody that loves the outdoors or hates being cold. And I know just like me, you're thinking of someone on your list right now that just hates being cold. Action Heat clothing provides toasty warmth and comfort for your whole body, included heating jackets, socks, gloves, hats, and even undergarments. That's great. Like heated base layer shirts and long johns, you can stay warm and cozy from head to toe with Action Heat. I think we can maybe combine some of these sponsors that we've had over time to really work out this this winter for you and get through it. But Action Heat is available in men's and women's and has great new styles and models just released for this winter season. Make winter activities more enjoyable with a blast of warmth. Action Heat is the perfect solution to keep you toasty and warm, even in the most frigid of Michigan winters. I'm looking forward to trying out Action Heat. I will give you the highest recommendation, only if it's the truth, and I will let you know how it goes. But you can let me know, too, if you go ahead and take advantage of our special deal for our listeners to save 20% on your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/lockedon, of course, one word in the website there, to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. Again, that's actionheat.com/lockedon, or use the coupon code LOCKEDON at checkout to save 20%. Stay toasty and warm while you enjoy all your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat, and we thank them for sponsoring Lockdown Pistons.
Yes!
A little bit later on, we will hear from Andre Drummond about Hack-a-Dre that he experienced on Sunday and also his start to the season as we talked to him after practice on Monday at the Pistons facility. But wanted to pass on a couple of news items as well. Luke Kennard, who we know has now been out for over a month for the Pistons, last playing on October 25th. He has been participating in non-contact drills and post-practice shooting. I've seen that with my own eyes for over a week now. Dwayne Casey said that Kennard is about a week away from a return on the court. And as we look, that would be, you know, a week from today being the Oklahoma City game, the last game on the homestand. So, you know, we might want to think about possibly seeing him on Tuesday night, or maybe more likely when the Pistons hit the road again after that. But he has, like I said, been participating a little bit in non-contact drills, and then probably needs to get a couple of contact practices in before he's able to get back into an NBA game. But also, Tommy the Hitman Hearns was at practice on Monday, another celebrity guest with huge Detroit ties, obviously brought in by Dwayne Casey. He had Dave Bing, the former mayor and Pistons legend, Pistons Hall of Famer, in the house last week to talk to the team. The Hitman was there. We've seen the Hitman and the baseline front row there for many years at the Palace of Auburn Hills, and also he was at the game, I know, at Little Caesars Arena on Sunday against the Phoenix Suns. And also wanted to pass along the amazing blitz that Langston Galloway has had at home and also on the road. Really no way to explain that right now, but he finally had a decent shooting game at home against Phoenix on Sunday. Right now, for the season, Galloway is shooting 36.8% at home on all shots and 52% on the road. So he's scorching away from Little Caesars Arena. And for three-pointers, 26.5% at home and 47.4% on the road. So who knows why Langston Galloway is shooting a lot better away from Detroit, but that is certainly the case so far. But going back to the New York Knicks a little bit, we know a couple familiar faces coming into town with Tim Hardaway Jr. and Trey Burke. Those two guys played with Glenn Robinson III for Coach John Beilein for the Michigan Wolverines, most notably in the 2013 season as the Wolverines reached the national championship game against Louisville, losing to Rick Pitino and the Cardinals there. Not the Stanford Cardinal, but the Louisville Cardinals. And those guys, and we know about Louisville later having to relinquish that title. So I guess, you know, if you want to be that guy, you can say that Michigan, you know, kind of, sort of, in a way, won a national championship that way since the team ended up forfeiting that title later. But Tim Hardaway Jr. having an amazing season right now, his fourth year with the Knicks, but second year in this span with the Knicks. He's had his first 2 years in New York, his next 2 years in Atlanta, and now back to New York. But he is 15th in the NBA in scoring. So with all the talk that he got and all the crap that the Knicks got at the big offer sheet that they give him, at the big contract that Tim Hardaway Jr. has, he's scoring 23.3 points per game. Now, I know a lot of that is because of the roster, the need for him to score with not a lot of guys on the Knicks that you would want with the ball, but just a big step up in production for Tim Hardaway Jr. that Michigan fans should be proud about for that young man. We know, of course, that his father was a former Detroit Pistons assistant up to last year as well. Trey Burke, the other Michigan player on a scoring binge right now, the point guard who was pretty much out of the NBA last year, picked up by the Knicks organization, playing for the Westchester Knicks for 26 games of last year before he went crazy down in the G League, earned his way back to the New York Knicks, had some huge games. I think he had like 42 one game last year, and he's back to almost those kinds of numbers right now. He's had double figures in six of his last seven games for Fizdale and the Knicks. During that run of seven games, he's averaging 19.3 points per game, including a 31 spot he hit up against Orlando, a 29 spot he had the other day. I think that was against Boston the night before Thanksgiving. Just an unbelievable run that he's on. Those guys are kind of keying this three-game winning streak, and I know they're going to be excited to play back close to Ann Arbor, where they had a lot of some of their best times as basketball players as well. But the injuries to the Knicks, as always, a bit of a problem. We know about Kristaps Porzingis, who hasn't played this season. Bit of a mystery as to when he's going to start his year, if at all, as the Knicks are one of those tank teams, we know. Courtney Lee is a guy who's been out lately as well. But Kevin Knox, Mitchell Robinson, a couple of rookies. The way that folks at those were talking about those guys, especially in summer league and all, pretty bit disappointing for them production-wise. I know Knox has been dealing with some injuries, but he's getting 7 points a game right now. Not exactly the breakout rookie performer some were hoping for. When you look around the league at guys like Trae Young and Luka Doncic and DeAndre Ayton, who are really posting those big production numbers that you expect out of a high draft pick. Kevin Knox out of Kentucky, certainly not doing that. One of the youngest rookies in the league, though, so I'm anxious to see him tonight. Mitchell Robinson's a guy that I was really intrigued with coming into the draft. He was a high school kid who went to Western Kentucky but did not play there. One of the top recruits in the class going into the college season that he did not end up having. Slipped to the second round. Everyone, including me, thought that that was a nice steal for the Knicks on draft night. Well, here he is getting 5 points a game. So a lot of athleticism. But when you talk about a young guy like Knox, a guy like Mitchell Robinson who's got some question marks in his past, you know, maybe this isn't the most fertile development ground for them to play in the city of New York with the New York Knicks for an owner like James Dolan. But that said, another interesting player, another interesting rookie, Alonzo Trier, the rookie out of Arizona. He might be the best one of this group so far. And we know that for rookies in the New York Knicks, that maybe that doesn't really mean anything for a team that's got, you know, their eyes on down the road in terms of hopefully being competitive once again in this league. But Trier was a troubled guy with some drug suspensions down there at Arizona, but he's doing really well for them right now. Emmanuel Mudiay, who's kind of perpetually an interesting guy, but really hasn't lived up to any kind of hype that he was brought in as a high school guy who went over to, I believe, played one season in China and then came back and wasn't really developed as long as maybe the Denver Nuggets hoped he would be. Ended up traded over the Knicks, and now he's, again, shows it for flashes, but not a guy who's been able to put together much of a career so far. Someone who is not interesting, or I guess maybe is interesting in some of the wrong ways, always one of the more hateable players in the league, and that's Enes Kanter. Just, right? Just, ew. Kind of that Lambeer type from other fan bases' perspectives, that guy who loves to mix it up, loves to talk the trash, just kind of makes your skin crawl a little bit with Enes Kanter. Goes at the king, though. I got to give him that. He really goes at LeBron James on social media and when those guys get together. Frankie Ntilikina, I don't know if I'm quite pronouncing that correctly. I'm sure some of you guys might know. There were a lot of people leading up to the draft year last year talking about how much they liked that guy. Those guys have been pretty much a lot more quiet about how much they liked him as his career has progressed, or really not quite progressed is maybe the better way of putting it. But again, the Knicks always kind of an interesting team for a lot of the off-court drama with James Dolan and Phil Jackson used to be shuffling coaches in and out and kind of undermining coaches as well, and the Charles Oakley thing, and there's always something going on. Go back to the Isaiah Thomas days, the contracts there. But, you know, they've got a little bit more stable of a front office right now. They've got Scott Perry, a guy who won a ring with the 2004 Pistons, a vital part of the Joe Dumars front office back in the day. He's now the general manager kind of running the show for the New York Knicks. So it seems like things have kind of smoothed over a little bit in the short term for the New York Knicks. We'll see if that can be something that's continued in terms of the stability that maybe Scott Perry and more of a professional organization, more of a interested organization than Phil Jackson, who I think I saw pass out sleeping one time at the NBA draft combine while the guys were playing. Phil Jackson was just nodding off courtside there. So good times from the Phil Jackson era. But yeah, an interesting team to keep an eye on, especially with the new coach in Fizdale. I'm actually excited to sit courtside for the Detroit News and watch this game, and I'm interested to pass along what I think about the Knicks after I see these guys up close. But the Locked On Podcast Network, we're doing unprecedented things on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow on both of those platforms with the handle Locked On NBA Net. Twitter's a great follow during game nights, local perspectives, all that good stuff. Instagram, you get clips of the shows, and hopefully one day we'll be a show that's good enough to throw our clips up there. I'm kidding. I just need to send that along. And if you guys think we have a great part in our show, whether it's an interview or maybe a quick little rant I go on that's pretty good, let me know, and maybe I'll send that along for the Instagram guys. But next, we're going to hear from Andre Drummond about Hack-A-Dre, reared its ugly head on Sunday, and his start to the season as well. That's next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day.
I saw you were working on the free throws after the game, but I noticed that you were like a step inside the line. Is that something that you...
Shooting form shots now, though.
Form shots? Yeah. Is that something you've always done?
Yeah. I do before I shoot. I shoot back. Even when I'm shooting jump shots, I try to get some form shots up first before I do that. So it's just going through my routine. That's it.
I was going to ask you, was that your idea, coach's idea last night?
Nah, I just... asked for a ball. I actually got undressed, and then I thought about it. You know, I'm just going to put my clothes on and at least just shoot 20. I can't leave on that note. Even though we had a good game and I played well, I didn't want to leave with that, you know, with that taste in my mouth of just, you know, missing so many, because it's been a while since I've missed that many in a row. So I just wanted to get a couple up. And,
it's almost like nipping this in the bud now.
Yeah. Like, let's not keep that in my head. You know, let's try to get some up, you know, see the ball go in and move on from it.
You even have to remind yourself that, like, what happened last night has kind of been the norm the past couple years.
So yeah, you know, it's been a while since I've missed that many in a row, and, you know, I got frustrated for the first time because it was like I'm doing everything the same. It just wasn't going in. So I just had to, you know, really just go back out there again, just regroup, reset my mind, and, you know, get back in that flow again.
Not the top free throw shooting now, but this certainly from a distance that appears to be your most consistent year. What, if you agree with that, what would you even attribute it to?
You know, you guys have seen me shoot the three since I've been in the league, and I've been shooting, practicing the three-point shot and working from a distance my whole career, and having a coach that gave me the green light to shoot an open shot when I'm open and just shooting it with confidence is really what it boils down to. And I feel confident when I do get the ball up there and, you know, shoot it. So I just try to shoot the same shot over again, shoot it consistently when I do get it. And hopefully it goes in.
Is that kind of confidence that he's giving you confidence in other areas? Like, okay, I got a guy who believes in me. Does it help you out in other areas?
Yeah, you know, having a coach, not even just the head coach, just the whole staff believe in you and just expect so much, know that you can do it, you know, just bring so much confidence throughout the game and all aspects, not even just the scoring side, even defensively. Just having the confidence to know that I can anchor the defense and give me such a big assignment to run the show defensively and get our guys in the right spot. So this brings a lot of confidence for me, and when I play like that, you know, the rest of my team feels the same way.
But from an overall production standpoint, Andre, I mean, your numbers have been really consistent this year. What do you attribute that to?
Just the hard work I put in, you know, the condition that I'm in now to be able to sustain that same type of energy for an entire game, you know, without getting tired, you know, it's really a testament to that, and just the stuff I've added to my game offensively to be able to score around the paint more efficiently and, you know, draw more fouls, and defensively just playing tough, you know, being able to play as free and, you know, play defense the way I know how to play, which is really aggressive and, you know, making stuff on guys.
What was your reaction to Dwayne taking you out at that point after you had missed a few of the free throws?
I wasn't mad at him. I was more frustrated at myself, you know, putting myself in a situation to have him take me out. You know, down the stretch of games, I need to be better of making those free throws, even if it's just one out of two, you know, better than missing both. So I wasn't mad at anybody. I just was more frustrated at myself to put myself in a situation to be taken out of a game, because I've been doing great all season of knocking down shots in crunch time. So can't let it happen again and try to move on from it.
I wanted to ask you about your first chance playing against the number pick 8. What are your thoughts there after playing against them once?
I think he's good. He's a good player. Good player, solid. Obviously, he has a lot of room to grow, and he's getting a little bit stronger. He moves his feet very well and, you know, very aware defensively, you know, being around the ball. I think it'll be a great matchup for years to come playing against him.
When you see these kids coming here, do you ever think back to, wow, I was that kid, what, 7 years ago? So did they ever
talk
about
it? It's funny, because Reggie and Stanley and I were talking about that before practice. It was like, yo, I was like, yo, you know, the kid's really good. He just needs to get stronger. He's like, man, you was the same way when you came in. He's like, you was, you know, trying to battle with these guys who are a lot stronger than you. You're playing against grown men. He just came out of college. So he's very, like I said, he's a very good player. He's ready to go. You know, it's only going to get better from here. Just him being in the NBA, playing against guys like myself, you know, good on a list of great bigs in the NBA right now, it's going to only make him better.
And that was Andre Drummond. Thanks to him for taking the time to talk to us after practice. I know he had to squeeze that in before he made an appearance at a local school in Detroit on Monday afternoon. So kudos to him for that as well. But like we talked about earlier, actionheat.com, the new sponsor here for the Locked On Pistons podcast. We really appreciate them coming aboard. Try them out for the holiday season. Warm clothes, all that great stuff. Actionheat.com/lockedon for 20% off your first order. All sorts of stuff on there. I've perused the website, and I'm thinking about who and what I'm going to get those particular people for Christmas. And if you're one of my relatives and listening to this, then forget that I said that, because maybe it's coming to you. And thanks for listening, by the way. Anyway, New York Knicks tonight, and again, the Chicago Bulls in town on Friday night at Little Caesars Arena. Lauri Markkanen is starting to practice non-contact a little bit right now, and I think he might be going for full bore in practice on Tuesday, so they're going to see how that goes. It's possible that Lauri Markkanen might be playing on Friday night, and we know that Steph Curry could be back any minute now for the Golden State Warriors, as they are coming to town on Saturday as well, so a big week coming up for the Detroit Pistons, who are winners of 2 in a row, and I believe 5 of 6, too, so doing real well right now. But this is your host, Matt Shook, the Locked On Pistons podcast host and your friend, as always, saying enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.